Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a good friend, Ramon Ray, back on the show. Ramon is one of our top Brain Trust members. He's been hanging out with us now for 14 years. In fact, this is his anniversary. How about that? 14 years. He's a he's the editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine, author of a number of books, including the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, and he's a marketing technology expert. He's our good friend, Ramon. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much. It's always good to be here, man. And, wow, we've been together a long time, longer than some marriages. So
I know.
I'm really excited to be here. And
It's good to have you.
Happy anniversary.
Good to have you back. You know, years ago, you and I may have had this conversation, but for a long time now, I've been encouraging small business owners to include video. Of course, for just get content. I was beating them up about content back before it was easy. Back when you had to move heaven and everything else just to get a new piece of content up on your website, you had to wrestle your developer to the ground and make him put it up on your website. Now everybody has almost complete control of their website, so changing and putting up new content and developing new stuff, including video, it's like a piece of cake these days, isn't it? Changing what's going on your pages, on your website.
Yeah. Jim, you're exactly right, man. I mean, I was at Social Media Marketing World by Social Media Examiner about 2 weeks ago, big event with about 4,000 attendees, you know, all nerds and people you'd love. Well, you may not love half of them, but you'd love the other half, Jim. But point being is that, and it's all about content, but in particular, Jim, video, you're right. And I'm doing more, but I know you've done quite a bit of it. And so my encouragement today is that to the small business owners, most everybody now has a regular smartphone, you know, that either the Samsung or Apple or some other Android, whatever it is. And I just think there's so much power in our phones, Jim, that everybody can be a publisher. Yeah, it's good to be on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, whatever the big Jim Blasingame show. Well, that's audio, of course, but we all have the power to do video. We can talk about some of the ways to do it, et cetera. But I think there's a few types of video, Jim, that every business owner should have. I think one is just your standard kind of what I'll call the sizzle video, that's kind of your glamour video. Two, an educational video. I tell everybody that's the second one that you can do all day long, a video just hold up your phone, educating people.
And
then three, a video that
those.
I say have some fun.
They love those.
What's that? Yeah.
Customers, people you don't even know love them, and it makes them want to come back.
Absolutely. And you're driving them towards a sale, Jim. And I think that third one is the fun video, I like to say, meaning it's not ha-ha-ha, but just it shows a little bit of yourself. So those are the three types that I tell people they should always
humanity. And you could even make the fun videos outtakes of the other two. People love that.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
You could say, all right, this video is the one that didn't make it to the final that didn't make it to the final cut, you know, and you could just show them you doing take outtakes or whatever, you know. I mean,
right.
People, and if they know that it's you, you're the business owner or you're whoever is doing it for you, one of your employees or whoever. If they know you're producing it, they know it's you, and it's about your business and about how you can help them, they're going to give you credit for not having $1 million in production value.
Right. And it may even endear you to them. It may even add more. It may look even better. If you look at the Super Bowl of the last few years, a lot of these big companies, Jim, what are they doing? They want what they call user-generated content video that's not too perfect because people are tired of the flashy video.
That's right. That's right. And so,
but I think also, Jim, it's interesting that Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, they all have these moments or these stories which give way to video that doesn't have to be quite perfect, which is just chronicling how your day went, where you can still educate people.
I will tell you that people will give you some slack for not having perfect video, but not the sound. You need to make sure your sound is as close to professional as you can get it. You need, if I were telling someone to cluck over something, to worry about something, to be fussy about something with their videos, I would say be less fussy about maybe even the words, maybe, you know, certainly not your makeup, but I'd be a little fussier over the sound. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, Jim. And I think a few tips on that one, that I would say, A, if you have your smartphone, for sure have it in a clear, good room, you know, where there's little noise. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, if it's in a slightly noisy area, there's a number of adapters and external microphones you can get to add to your smartphone.
I want to come back and hit everything you just said. I want you to repeat that and more right after this break. Ramon Ray and I, folks, will be right back after these messages. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.